Well, you can tell people not to get sick, but it ultimately happens on occasion. They can do their best. And we have two folks in the studio this morning that are looking to try to keep you healthy, Stephanie Wiersma and Rebecca Shaw from the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And this is a special week for you. What is it, National Health Center Week?
It is a special week for us. This week across the country, all community health centers will be celebrating the legacy of the Community Health Center program. We are 50 years old this year, which is an incredible testament to the work that we do around the country to keep people healthy, as you said, to prevent illness wherever we can with immunizations and wellness activities, but also in terms of preventing where we can chronic diseases and helping people to live their healthiest throughout the years.
Education is really a key to that, right? Letting people to make the right choices so that as preventative is what the key to the whole thing.
It's true. Education is important, but so is access to care. And in the Community Health Center program, we strive very hard to improve access to care, to remove barriers. And for so many people, the barriers are economic barriers, but they're also transportation. And so community health centers are known for providing health care in local neighborhoods where the need is great.
And where are you now? It seems that you're growing everywhere.
We are growing. We have two sites in Lorain, 1205 Broadway and 3745 Grove Avenue in South Lorain. We also have two sites in Elyria on East River.
412 East River Street, yes.
And our newest site,
105 Loudoun Court, which is in the Lorain Metropolitan Housing Area, Wilkes Villa.
And coming up on Thursday, you've got a ribbon cutting, resource fair. Talk about that going on.
We actually have two events planned this week to celebrate National Health Center Week. The first is tomorrow on Tuesday, beginning at 11 at 105 Loudoun in Elyria. We will have a ribbon cutting at our permanent medical facility there, which was a collaborative effort with Metropolitan Housing. And we will be welcoming some elected officials and local leaders, some folks from our state and national association, who will say a few words about the importance of bringing healthcare into the communities where need is so great.
That's what's exciting about National Health Center Week, because that gives Lorain County Health and Dentistry an opportunity to share their services for those within the communities that may not be aware of what we have and what we offer. And as Stephanie said earlier, when you have that barrier of transportation, we're right in the neighborhood. It's walking distance if necessary.
And when you determine where to put a facility, what goes into that decision?
It's a good question. We take a look at a number of factors. First, we'll take a look at who is already in the neighborhood who might provide that service. So if there are enough physicians and dentists, then we might not, it might not be the appropriate place for us. So we'll look at whether there are services already available and whether those who are serving the area might also serve those who are uninsured and who have Medicaid and Medicare, because not all providers do, and we understand that. So we'll look at indicators of health. We'll look at access, as I mentioned before. We'll look at the economic status of the neighborhood. That might help us to determine we should do our homework, if you will, and determine whether that's a good neighborhood for us to be able to bring services to.
You have a time of the year where a lot of kids are getting back to school, they're doing things, and maybe that's where sometimes families bring their child to the doctors for immunizations or health issues like that. Is that something that you support, that you're involved with too?
We do. We provide, through the Vaccines for Children program, we provide all the vaccines that kids need before school starts. We do physicals, back-to-school physicals and sports physicals.
Vision exams.
That's right. We have full-time optometry services at our Broadway office, but particularly here in Elyria, at our Loudoun Court site and at East River, we can offer children the necessary vaccinations to stay healthy on their way back to school.
I suppose sometimes, too, that's the way that you get acquainted with a family that's in the area. Many times, parents will forego any kind of healthcare related to either finances or just because they don't have the time, but they're wanting to look after their child. But you can kind of, it's an inroad into the full family through getting the child to come to see you.
And that's true. we'll take the first patient in the family. It doesn't matter their age. We serve all ages of all ages. And at our Loudoun Court site, for example, we started with pediatrics, but now we offer well women services and prenatal care also at that site. And we'll be adding adult medicine services there shortly. And so all members of the family can be seen.
All members? What about all levels of income?
And all levels of income as well. We, as a community health center, specifically target those who might not otherwise have access to care. But the fact is, anybody can get health care from our health centers. We take pretty much all insurances, all commercial insurances. We take those folks with Medicaid, Medicaid-managed care, Medicare. And we also, of course, take those folks who might not qualify for insurance, or might not have insurance, I should say, and also those who have insurance but can't afford the deductible. We will slide fees based on their income, even if they have insurance.
And if people need to come in for a given service, do they need to make an appointment or is it walk-in?
We have appointments available, so we urge people when they can to make an appointment, but we do offer same-day services, calling in the morning for those more urgent needs. We recognize you can't always plan a toothache or you can't always plan, you know, an illness, and so we certainly make ourselves available each day.
If they needed to schedule an appointment, there's just one number, which makes it really easy for all our sites. It's 440-240-1655.
Craig and I, along with you, are wearing a cool T-shirt this morning. And the more that I look at the T-shirt, I realized that your logo is an apple with like a tooth inside of it. It looks like kind of a bite out of an apple, but it kind of combines health with what people think about an apple and is dentistry as well. Talk about this fair you have coming, a resource fair.
That's on what's really exciting about the fair is this is the 50th anniversary of community health centers, and the theme this year is celebrating our legacy and shaping our future. So what we did is we're having two events. The first event is at the Loudoun Court site, 105 Loudoun Court, and it is following the ribbon cutting ceremony that begins at 11 to 1. So from 1 to 4, we're going to have other organization and vendors come in. So look for the canopy, the bright yellow and white canopy. We'll have fun children activities. We'll have screenings. We're going to have the Lorain County Sheriff Office will be doing kid print for the children. We'll have activities with the Boys and Girls Club. So it's a really fun day to bring awareness of our services, but also other organizations within the community.
It provides all those different things that are important to family health and safety, and also dealing, you know, with mental health as well as physical health
too. And, you know, we always say we're a health center, but truly we're a community health center, and we want to be part of the local community. And so that's why we work closely with other agencies and organizations who are also interested in the same mission, if you will, to help to improve and keep safe the local folks.
So, go ahead.
Bruce, I wanted to add, you mentioned this morning that there could be chance of showers tomorrow, but rain or shine, we will have the ribbon cutting and the health and resource fair.
Yeah, waterproof scissors probably to cut the ribbon. There's no problem with that. And of course, you're looking to have a lot of folks come out to enjoy, not only to kind of just get acquainted, you know, to see what the facilities are all about. Sometimes anything to do with your health, dentistry sometimes particularly, there's a little intimidation factor. This is just get the chance
sure.
to see, meet all the smiling faces that are greeting them.
And if I could just add, although we're located in Wilkes-Villa, we serve everyone. You can come if you live in the surrounding neighborhoods. You are more than welcome to come into our health center and get care there. You'll get excellent health care at any one of our facilities.
Well, Stephanie Wiersma, Rebecca Shaw, thank you ladies for coming in this morning and appreciate the as Craig would say, the T-shirt Ola, as we can now get the two T-shirts that we have this morning, the green ones. And you can check out our Facebook page. You'll see exactly what they look like. And I guess maybe somebody coming to these festivals might end up with a T-shirt of their own. Perhaps.
That's exactly right.
Again, we appreciate ladies stopping in this morning.
Great.